Louise, first of all, it is a sad case for a lot of people here in Godstone. How is the parish council getting involved and helping out?
Neil, it is a very sad case to have to have 30 people evacuated from their homes. It is, you know, just beyond thinking about. But the parish council have worked very closely with Tandridge District Council, particularly the leader Catherine Sayer. And I was asked, because I do know the area, I was born here and raised here, lived here most of my life. So I was asked if there was anywhere that could accommodate a meeting point where people could come and be updated and helped, so they were supported through this terrible time. And that's why, in fact, we're sitting here now in St Nicholas Youth Centre, which has been the port of or the centre for people to come to, so that if they had any problems, and that operated right from the Tuesday night. And we were here that evening from 6 o'clock till 9:30, and subsequently also for the rest of the week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. There's going to be a meeting here on Tuesday night at 6:30, which will involve all the folk from the Tandridge District Council. All the parish councillors will also be there, and representatives, I believe, from possibly SES and certainly from Surrey County Council. So invites, emails, messages have gone out to the village to invite everybody, as many people who want to know more and more about what's going on, to come down. And there is going to also be two more openings here at the Youth Centre on Tuesday afternoon and Thursday afternoon, also to help again with more questions, particularly if people can't get to the meeting on Tuesday night. So the parish has not only just worked that way, we've also tried to help with possibly looking at what areas of accommodation can be given to those people that had to move out of their homes, and worked with Mr. James Devonshire over at Tandridge, the housing manager. Equally, we have had communications from the food bank, from the hygiene bank, all these extra things that, because literally people had to walk out of their homes with nothing, not even a toothbrush. So it's been great that everybody has come together to help. I've had many phone calls from people who've offered their accommodation, single rooms, possibly even giving up a sitting room. A lady phoned to say she hadn't got any spare bedrooms, but she'd willingly turn her sitting room into a bedroom to try and help people. And from that, and the problems that people have been able to then advise us about, then we take it away and see how we can help. And of course, because we work with all the different local agencies in the village, we can find out more information. But not only for the people that are affected, that are have been evacuated from the homes, it's about thinking about the businesses as well. Somebody went around from Tandridge all of Friday talking to each individual business, and not just the ones that are actually contained within the area that's been cordoned off. We've got obviously the cafes, Forge and Blossoms, the hairdressers. All of these people were visited to talk about how they could be helped. So we have tried to, as everyone says, think outside the box and just work with everybody.
Now it's based on a lot of history here in Godstone, and I know from just walking around the village this afternoon that it's become a bit of a tourist hotspot, as well as people come to see the sinkhole, which is a bit bizarre really, but it's happening. But the history of Godstone itself is quite involved, isn't it?
Well, it is. We have a mention in the Doomsday Book. We have certain areas in the village which were actually used to bury the people from the plague, and many, many historic buildings as well. And a lot of schools come to the area for the history. But Yes, it has been a bit bizarre that people would want to come and see this big hole. Well, they can't because obviously it's sectioned off. But even just to sort of talk to the local people in the village about the possible instability of that area of the road and how it's going to affect the houses that are surrounding it, which, you know, at the moment there are no answers to that. And everybody is working together just to try and help those people that are affected, but equally, keep the village, keep the hub of the village going, and keeping people's spirits up as well.
Absolutely, and it's a fine job you're doing here in Godston. It must be sort of all hands to the pumps, excuse the expression, to try and help people out as much as entirely possible. But it's still a very unnerving event for many that have been involved and many others in the village.
Yes, it is. I mean, nothing like this has ever happened before, so it really took everybody by surprise. But again, it's amazing, how everybody rallied round. And the first feelings in the village to begin with were very much of, let's just help, see what we can do. And then as the week went on, obviously people did become very unhappy, felt they didn't have enough communication. So that has now all been addressed, and there are regular updates throughout each day. By having the meeting on Tuesday night will be another good source of information to distribute out to the general public.
Louise Case from Godston Parish Council, thank you very much for speaking to us.
Oh, thank you, Neil, and thank you for letting everybody know what is out there, what's happening. That's very helpful to us as well. Thank you.